Adventure. Excitement. Jedi craves not these things.
May the Force be with you.
I'm Batman.
This town needs an enema.
It's a trap!
War was easier than daughters.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. So.
Not a whole lot. Oh. Enjoying day 4 off.
Enjoying day 3 off. Tomorrow's day 4, and I'm going to go shoot my gun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I might go to the beach a little later on.
At least you have that luxury.
You know what? It is kind of nice. I'll miss it.
Okay. Let's get the show on the road.
Ready? So, first item on the agenda. Since we kind of missed the Super Bowl after show.
That was lackluster.
It really was. There wasn't as much as we were all hoping to see, but we got Avengers footage, new Avengers footage, so that's always a plus.
Yeah. That was nice to actually get to see that.
Yeah.
Had so many feelings pop up, and it's just like, this is going to be the one to make it everybody cry.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What else was there? There's been a lot of speculation on Endgame about who they're going to, like, what new guys they're going to bring in and what the new big bad villain's going to be. But I'm just waiting to actually see what they bring for the movie.
I read somewhere that there's a villain that's going to come in and he's going to take out Thanos instead of the Avengers. But I don't know.
I don't know that all. Well, I could see it actually taking out Thanos, but I don't know. It all kind of depends, because there's also been speculations that Thanos will end up fighting with the Avengers at the very end. But who knows with that one?
Yeah, it's all up in the air right now.
Let's see. We got a new look at Toy Story 4.
That was funny.
That one was pretty good. We've actually gotten a couple different looks, because I did witness a clip that came out of Bo Peep. What was it? There was a toy outside stuck in the rain, and she had noticed it out the window and called the rest of them for help.
I didn't see that one.
It wasn't anything too major, but apparently she's going to have a pretty decent-sized role in this movie. So.
Cool. Yeah, there wasn't really many trailers and everything there.
No.
Mostly beer.
Beer and Pepsi.
Yep. And cars.
Yeah, there were a few car commercials. But since the Super Bowl, we've gotten quite a bit.
Yeah. We have Aladdin with the genie reveal.
I don't want to talk about that one, but we got to talk about that one.
Dude, it's just Will Smith painted blue.
Yeah.
And everybody said that's pretty much how Robin Williams played genie. He was himself, but he was funny, and it fit with Robin Williams. Will Smith isn't funny. I mean, certain movies, maybe, but...
But all the memes that have come from him being Blue Genie, that's been pretty hysterical.
That stuff's golden.
It really is. Love the Fresh Prince mashup.
I didn't see that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody redid the entire lyrics to the Fresh Prince intro song. And they did it for Aladdin. Let me see if I can find it. I swear I shared it with you, but... But, I mean, I've seen so many of them with references to, what is it, Parks and Recreation. I even seen a Viva La Bam one.
Yeah, with Phil all blue.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd rather have that guy, his genie.
Ah, here it is. It says, in West Agrabah, I was born and raised, and the lamp is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, making some wishes true for some fool.
That's great.
Yeah, now try reading that without singing it.
It would be funnier if they could get someone to edit the whole intro of the video with him blue. And doing stupid shit like that. Yeah, that would be good.
Well, let's see. What else have we gotten? Although, I will say this much about the Aladdin genie reveal. If that's what they're going to make him look like, and we got our first look at Jafar as well. Curious to see what genie Jafar is going to look like. Or if they even have genie Jafar at all.
Yeah, because doesn't he become a genie in the first one?
Mm-hmm. In the original movie, he becomes a genie.
He was red, though.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping they do that one justice. Because, I mean, that one was menacing. He was creepy.
That one was.
So, if they can do the villain look right, we might be getting somewhere.
I don't understand it. They can do so good on Star Wars, like making them force ghosts, but they cannot do that with Genie. Like, what? What the hell's the deal? Like, well, I don't understand that.
Were you completely expecting Genie to be like see-through to an extent, or?
Yeah, to an extent, because he's just, I don't know, when he's not in human form, I figure he's just like a ghost, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess I could kind of see that.
Uh-oh, Punisher and Jessica Jones canceled. At Netflix.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah. I figured it was going to happen after they dropped the Season 2 for Punisher.
Yeah. They just wanted to go ahead and get what footage they had released.
Yep. Get it out and then be like, oh, yep, bye. Hopefully they bring it back for the Disney Plus, but I don't see it.
Yeah, probably not.
Hulu's,
I don't know.
Hulu's talking about it. Like, wanting to bring them back.
I seen Hulu is making a Howard the Duck cartoon.
Yes, with Kevin Smith.
And a couple other people. Or a couple other superhero villain. Because I seen MODOK was going to be in there as well.
Oh, damn.
They're going to have MODOK, Howard the Duck. Who are the other ones? This darn thing.
Doom Patrol looked decent from the pictures I saw.
I watched the first episode of that, what was it, Saturday? And I will say, it's off to a good start. Alan Tudyk does great as not only the main villain, but the narrator for the whole show. I don't know if he's going to be that way for the whole season, or if it's just for the first episode, but it was great. They kind of just introduced all the characters, how, you know, their backstories, how they got into their accidents, made them what they are. And then it sort of introduces the villain at the very end. He just kind of shows up out of nowhere. But it's good so far. Brendan Fraser does a pretty good job as Robot Man.
I keep seeing pictures of him saying he's Robot Man, and I just start laughing. Because I don't see him being anything but funny character.
Well, that's the beautiful thing. He is kind of funny. It's more of a kind of depressed, this is the way my life is for the rest of however long the body's going to hold out. So might as well make the most of the shitty situation.
Yeah, I guess there's that.
He's got like a somewhat morbid sense of humor, but he's got a good heart too, so.
What'd you think of the Pet Sematary trailer?
I'm looking forward to that. It looked like it was going to be really good.
I still need to finish the book. I'm not even halfway done yet. Like, it's good. It's ramping up in the book. But, oh my god, that trailer. I was kind of mad that they put Ellie as the one to come back. Because in the book, it's Gage. And in the trailer, it's Ellie getting hit by the bus. And I'm just like, I don't know how I like this. And then I started reading into it, and it's got the twist to where they make it Ellie instead of Gage. And I was like, okay, I can see it like that. But it looks creepy as hell.
See, I never got into the Stephen King books. It was something I need to actually get into, because they are great pieces of literature. Never got into it.
Pet Sematary's creepy as fuck. He said he didn't know if he was going to release it because it was so morbid and like nothing goes good for the family at all. And he just like put it in a drawer and left it for so long. And then he picked it back up and was like, maybe I should release this. And it's, I think, one of his best ones. I got a bunch for Christmas. Pet Sematary was one. Green Mile, Firestarter, The Shining, and Carrie, and It. It's going to take me like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, especially with your reading habits.
I know. I read it, and then I quit, and then I read it, and then I quit.
That's how I am, I should say, because I'll get like a couple chapters in, then I'll set it down, not come back to it for like a couple weeks, and then come back, do a few more chapters.
Half the time, I almost forget what spot I was at, and I'm just like, crap, now I got to go back a couple pages, and I'm like, no, I've already read this, okay.
Yeah, but once you start reading where you kind of left off, you're like, oh, okay, now I remember what happened.
Yeah. What else? Have you saw the Frozen 2 teaser trailer yet?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I was going to click on it, and I was like, I don't know.
I wasn't entirely sure we were going to cover it on this episode or not.
It's Disney-ish.
Yeah. It's pop culture. Everybody knows Frozen.
Yeah, and that damn song. I hate that song.
Right. Listen to the cover by Betraying the Martyrs. It's a metal version of Let It Go. It's great. That's all I'm going to say. And it's not that one that got passed around on Facebook, that somebody tried to pass as metal. No, this is actual metal.
Dude, I binge watched Flash a couple episodes on CW with Oliver over the weekend, last weekend actually.
And finally caught up?
Yeah, for the most part. I like the car that they steal in memorabilia. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Olive Wayne's. I didn't know she was talking to fucking Ybor Thawne.
I'm still trying to figure out what the end game is for that one. I'm wondering if he's going to get released and maybe probably be like season 6 villain.
Yeah, because
I mean, Thawne's always been like the kind of recurring villain in the Flash comics, so.
Yeah, the main protagonist.
Yeah. So it makes sense to have him keep coming around here and there. But
yeah.
That teaser, that little Easter, I'm not sure if it's an Easter egg or a teaser for upcoming seasons. But if they actually bring Red Death in.
Dude.
I don't even know. People are going to lose their mind.
DC's on spot with their TV game. Like, hardcore. And the movies are kind of like, yeah, here's the characters.
I don't know, though. I did get a chance to check out Aquaman recently. And that one wasn't too bad.
Yeah, because it's a standalone movie.
Well, yeah, but...
They should have did that with all the others, like Batman. Granted, we've already saw Batman's origin story.
Multiple times.
But, I mean, don't do it an origin story. Have it where he's already, like, been in the game for so long. He's taken out so many criminals. And then meet Superman.
Yeah.
Or, like, he hears about the stuff going on in Metropolis. And then he goes there because Superman's there. Like, instead of doing it with Dawn of Justice and then totally screwing everything up.
Yeah, and then just randomly introduce... Well, the random introduction of Diana kind of made sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they eventually go back and talk about her past and everything.
But they didn't do it like Marvel did, where they did the single movies and then the team-up movie, where they all meet each other. That's what they should have did. They should have followed Marvel's little structure plan.
Well, I'm sure they wanted to, but at that time they also didn't want to seem like they were following Marvel's structure plan.
True.
To be like, oh yeah, we're going to do these guys set up, and then we're going to bring them all together at some point. They wanted to introduce the three well-known Justice League members first.
Yeah.
And then slowly introduce everybody else. Which, there maybe should have been like one or two more intro movies before they did like the Justice League film.
Yeah, because Flash's movie, I think, is scrapped, and so is Cyborg's.
Oh, they better not scrap the Flash movie. They promised Flashpoint.
You know that won't happen.
Yeah, I know. But in all honesty, it's probably for the better, because they needed a better Barry Allen. I'm sorry.
I mean, he's a good actor, but he...
Yes.
He's not Flash.
No.
And he's not Barry. He's too, I don't know, wimpy. The Barry on the TV show, he fits. Same with the old Flash from the 90s, which is Jay Garrick. in the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Allen in the alternate Earth.
You see, I think that one was ripped out of the original 90s TV show.
Oh, that Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he still had the costume. His original super suit. Have you saw the trailer for Curse of La Llorona?
I have not, actually. I've seen it online a couple times, but I haven't actually checked into it.
It's creepy.
There was one I just seen not too long ago. What was it? Now I can't remember. Wouldn't you figure?
That happens in old age.
And getting close to 30, man. Mine's not what it used to be. But I did start watching The Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
I haven't checked that out yet.
Since it is technically comic book based, I figure we could kind of touch base on that one. It's not bad. It's kind of interesting, to say the least.
The trailer looked awesome. I'm going to have to watch that this coming weekend. Just binge watch it.
There you go. That's what I started doing yesterday, and then I was like, yeah, no, I need to take a break.
Yeah, because after so many episodes, you finish it, and you're just like, what do I do now? Like, mm-hmm. I've went through them all.
A little miniature void in your life. Like, oh my god, this has taken up so much of the last day or two of my life. Now what do I do?
Avengers Endgame leaked footage? What?
Don't believe it. False news.
I know. When was it posted to YouTube? January 30th, 2019. Skip ad. Ooh, it's on the CW. The Cosmic Wonder. I wonder. I bet Tony dies. He sacrifices himself. Or actually, Cap, because Tony's going to sacrifice himself, but he wants to have a family with Pepper, so I'm betting he tells Tony, no, I'll do it. Because everybody Cap loved is gone, and he's out of his element.
Unless they bring Bucky back. Well, if they bring Bucky back, then I could see Cap sacrificing himself.
Yeah, to keep everyone safe.
Yeah, and Bucky taking up the mantle of Captain America.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's been speculated for years that eventually he'd take up the shield, but Lord only knows.
Or we might see Falcon pick up the shield since he's in the comic.
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't see that one being as likely. I could see Falcon just being kind of his own character as time goes.
That's if they bring him back. I don't know how many people or who's coming back.
Well, here's to hoping we get them all. Lord knows we won't, but question is, will we get Gamora?
I don't know, to be honest. Because she died before.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, the there was something online about the snap, how the ones that got dusted, that was their fate or whatever. And Gamora and Loki, they didn't, like, fulfill their fate. They altered it or whatever.
Hmm.
So they're not coming back. But everyone else that got dusted in the snap will be back. And I'm like, okay. I don't know. I hope it's going to be good. Like, action-packed. Like...
Oh, it'll be good. They'll keep us on the edge of our seats. Because, I mean, that's just how they do it. Three, at least that's how they... That's how they did it with Infinity War. I don't know about you, but I sat on the edge of the chair the entire time watching that. Because it seemed like every 10 seconds something else was happening.
And it was so fast. You couldn't, like, see everything that was going on. And you're just like, I gotta watch this again. It's well worth it. I'm tired of waiting for the Star Wars stuff. Like, anything Star Wars.
on here, I just heard we're getting something in the next few weeks. I know they've been saying that for, like, the last month.
Everywhere that I've read talks about Star Wars Celebration in April 11th through 15th in Chicago. And, shoot, C-3PO. Crap, I forgot his name.
Is it Anthony Daniels?
Yeah. I had it on the tip of my tongue. I could see him, but I couldn't think of his name. But I think he's going to be there. And he was tweeting stuff about it, like, vaguely. About there's a huge little teaser coming. But that's all he could say. And JJ's the only one that knows what the name of it is. Like, he hasn't said anything to anyone about it. And I saw on the Google internet site on my phone, they had a little bit about over in UK, they've got a coded file that was sent from Disney that's got, like, TTT, SW, EP9.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't unlock it till they get the code from Disney. And that's not going to be for a while. And they said they did that with a couple other trailers, like Aladdin. And they're like, maybe this is episode 9 trailer, and we can't open it till then. It'd be nice to get the code. Get the code and see the trailer. And be like, I know what's going to happen in the trailer.
It'd be nice, but I don't know. I still feel like we're going to get it before Celebration. We'll probably get, like, a teaser or something before the Celebration. And then more than likely get, like, a full trailer. Later on.
Because it's done filming.
They just wrapped up production this last week.
Yep. And I'm so waiting for the damn trailer. It's annoying. Because I'm just, like, looking online. Anything Star Wars yet? And then it's like, oh, nope. Nothing. Great. Yeah. I just read something before we got on about Teen Titans 2.
See, I knew they were going to bring in Superboy, but the introduction of these new characters, supposedly bringing in Slade and his daughter.
Yep.
That's what would be interesting.
Deathstroke and Ravager.
I don't know that this is the right time to bring in Lex Luthor, though. Because, I don't know. If they do bring in Superboy, I guess it makes sense. But I don't know. They left season one on such a cliffhanger ending. When it comes back, they're going to have to kind of fix that problem before they, go along and try to deal with anything new.
Yeah. I didn't really get to watch the Teen Titans, but I watched the trailer for it, and I was like, holy crap.
It wasn't bad. I won't say this. It was very good. Well written. They introduced more characters than I previously thought they would. And obviously, they introduced the Death Patrol, or the Doom Patrol, sorry, that is now playing. Or now starting to air. But they introduced some ones I had never heard of, such as Hawk and Dove.
What? You've never heard of them?
Mm-mm.
What? Wow.
Yeah. I never got really deep into the comics, but
they were on the Justice League Unlimited cartoon. I know they were on one or both of them. That was on Cartoon Network.
See, that's going a little too far back, man. I don't remember. that was years ago. I'd have to go back and re-binge those on Netflix.
Are they still on Netflix? Honestly, haven't looked.
I believe so. I haven't really checked myself either, so.
There's a bunch of other stuff that's on Netflix that I've been binging. You caught up on Walking Dead at all?
Yeah, not yet.
I'm still like one or two seasons off from the new one. Like, I haven't finished one of the seasons I bought. And I'm just like, damn it, the Whisperers are here. And I'm just like, ugh. I haven't watched anything that happened the previous seasons. But I know what happens because I've saw all the crap online. So I'm like, that kind of sucks.
See, I've done good. I mean, I've seen a couple of the major spoilers. But I've done pretty good as far as knowing what all has happened since, what was it, last season I didn't finish? Got about halfway through last season and then stopped.
I just read that there's another, like, main cast member that's leaving. So there's only, like, two that are left that are from season one, which is Daryl and Carol. I think, yeah.
Survivors to the end.
Pretty much. Carol is a badass, though.
Yeah, she's come a long way since the beginning of the series.
In the comic, she's a little nutty, and she dies off pretty early. She dies in the prison, I want to say.
See, never got into those either.
It's brutal as fuck.
I've heard lots of good things about it, but
it's good. If you do like the compendium, it's just all the little comics put in a giant book. It's great, but waiting for them to make the compendium sucks because you're just like, great, now I gotta wait like 3-4 years. Till they put out like 15 of these little books into like a giant one. Because it went all the way up to the prison. And then when Negan got on to the show, I was like, I need to know what happens to Glenn. So I like flipped through the comic and I was like, holy crap, that's brutal as fuck. And then I watched the episode and then I'm like, oh God, they did it justice. And people are complaining that it was too graphic. And I'm like, that's how the comic was. His eye was popping out and everything in the comic. Yeah.
See, I did see how they did a very good comparison between comic and show during that scene.
I'm still mad that they didn't get Danny Trejo as the governor, because the comic version, he looks exactly like Danny Trejo. Like, spot on. And then they got David Morrissey, and I was like, I don't know. He doesn't have the look, and then his mannerisms changed and everything once he put that patch on. And I'm like, there's the governor. But they couldn't do a bunch of the stuff that they did in the comic. Like, some of the stuff was kind of brutal. Like, Michonne, like, takes his eye out with a spoon, I think. And I was like, holy crap. Yeah. It's not pretty.
Instead, they just had her stab him in the eye.
Yeah. Like, she dug it out with a spoon, and it was, like, hanging out of his head. It looked nasty and gnarly. It was awesome. Then when they didn't put it in the show, I was like, yeah, I can see why they didn't. They've already got people complaining.
Makes sense.
I need to watch Arrow now. Catch up on that.
Yeah, I still need to get caught up on that one. I haven't watched season 7 yet. Still haven't watched season 7 yet. Everything else I'm pretty much caught up on. Again, I didn't watch last night's Supergirl, but that'll be at some point today.
I like the Supergirl show. I don't know. It's just not my forte. Cup of tea. Yeah. It's good at, like, TV show. I like how they brought in Superman and everything. But I don't know. I'm just not used to Supergirl stuff.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't. Let's see, what else was there? Oh, not entirely nerd related, but we did get a trailer recently for the movie Tolkien, which I'm kind of looking forward to.
I haven't watched the trailer yet. I saw it and I was like, ooh, sweet. But it just fell off the radar for a while. I'll have to look it up.
It's good. It actually talks about how he, well, kind of his life story and how he came up with all these creatures and this entire world, all during a time of war. Since the man was originally a World War I survivor.
Well, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was... what was he? See, I want to say he was... is he a colonel? Or maybe he wasn't a colonel. Lieutenant.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Huh. That. I learn something every day.
Yeah, I actually seen something a while back. It was around the time I first started, like, reading the books. And I had seen something a while back talking about how, you know, how his work was based on some of the stuff he experienced during the World War and all that. And one of his most notable descriptions in the book was the dead marshes. Because he would talk about how, you know, back in World War I, it was real big trench warfare. So they'd dig out these giant trenches, and then they'd go off into battle. You know, as people were getting shot at and dying, they'd lay there in the trenches. People wouldn't be able to get them up and out of the way. And, you know, by the time it started raining, trenches would fill up, and you'd just see these dead faces floating in the water.
Oh.
So, yeah. So that's where you actually got the descriptors for the dead marshes. Which, it was kind of an interesting, you know, kind of outlook on it. I was like, wow, you know. That's all it takes is just a little something to kind of be able to, you know, bring such a massive section of this imaginary world into being, I guess.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else?
John Wick 3?
Yes. How could we forget John Wick?
May 17th, 2019. Ooh, yeah. I still need to watch the second one.
You haven't watched the second one yet?
No, not yet.
Well,
first one. I know. It trailer chapter 2. Ooh. I can't wait.
I know. I'm surprised we haven't got one of those yet.
I know. Comes out in September. New Mutants. I don't know about that one.
I'm curious to check it out.
August 2nd, 2019. I don't know, though, because they put out trailers and everything and said it was coming out at a certain date and then pushed it back.
That's because they were still kind of in works with the Disney merger.
True.
Since Disney didn't own the rights to mutants yet.
That's why X-Men never... What one was it that they never called them mutants?
Age of Ultron?
Yeah.
They referred to them as enhanced.
Well, since they got Disney merger, I think they might be able to start calling them that. I don't know. Pokemon Pikachu Detective. I don't know about that one.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
May 10th, 2019.
If nothing else, just to see Psyduck. Just to see Psyduck. Because he looks creepy on that.
Jim Carrey's Dr. Eggman.
Hmm?
That's funny. Yeah. In Sonic the Hedgehog. November
8th, 2019. I did not know they were doing the live action Sonic.
Yep. Ben Schwartz is Sonic. James Marsden is Tom. Wow. I haven't actually saw a trailer for this. I wonder if it'll be any good.
One can only hope.
True. I want them to make another Mario movie. Damn it. Actually do it right.
Yes.
Since we're getting all these comic book movies.
Comic book and live action movies. Disney's doing all these sorts of remakes.
Oh my god, he's dressed as Dr. Eggman too.
Oh.
I sent you the link. This looks weird. Don't eat the metal ring, Sonic. They're lead-based. They're not candy. We also need another Mortal Kombat movie since they're doing all the video games.
Yes.
Do it justice. I mean, the first one was great.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with the originals, but I think we're due for an update.
Uh-oh. I just saw Knuckles. That's weird. I don't know about that. I need to see another trailer. It's a concept teaser trailer. It looks okay. I don't understand why Doctor Strange didn't just stick fucking Thanos in a time loop like he did Dormammu.
Still trying to figure out why he didn't just open a portal and cut his hand off.
I know. Like that one video. Ah! Or something. To where it's not on that planet. To where he just goes to snap and it's portal, snap. Movie's done. Or cut his head off or something. Because he told Thor he should have took the head.
It's where his weakness is.
I got to see the new Halloween movie last night. Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty good. Tammy's just like, I don't know how I feel about this. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, I liked it. It looked great. Like, everything fit. Because she couldn't figure out, like, where it fit in the movies. And I'm like, it negates everything after the first movie. Like, they take out everything after. And just make it the sequel instead of Halloween 2 and then Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, and all that. And I'm just like, I liked it. It's awesome. They're talking about making another one. And I'm like, sweet. I can't wait. New Halloween. Since we're not getting anything new for Friday the 13th. Because all the legal bullshit going on.
No, instead we're getting a remake of Child's Play.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. I hope it does justice, but I don't know. Like, the trailer looked good from what I saw. Like, they're keeping some stuff the same. And I don't know. I hope they at least have the original voice of Chucky, like, be a cast somewhere and just do the iconic laugh at one point.
That would be great to see. Has there been any talks of Brad Dourif being in it?
No. Oh, yeah.
He's playing Chucky.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no, wait. That's the original
thing. I was like, yay! And then you're like, oh, that's the original.
They don't even say. Let's see.
I mean, it's going to be scary because it's got the producers from It. I'm just wondering how much they keep it to the original. Like, because he calls him Chucky. So I'm wondering. Friends till the end. Heidi ho, ha ha ha. I have low expectations, but not really low.
Yes. Not entirely sure how I'm feeling about it yet.
Have you saw anything about the Ted Bundy movie?
A little bit. I haven't really looked into it.
Zac Efron is Ted Bundy.
Did see that.
He looks creepy as fuck. There's a bunch of crap posting about how Danny Radcliffe is in runnings for being the new Batman. And I'm just like, enough with the rumors.
Really? Yes.
Or no, Robert Pattinson. Okay, I guess we're going into round two. I'm back. Yeah, we should make an intro and outro and just save them.
I was actually getting ready to text you. I did download Sound Organizer if you wanted to, like, if you want to, like, write out a script and... You can do your part, upload it, and then I can take it up or do my part and upload it.
Yeah, I think that's how most of them actually do it, because they don't ever miss a beat, which is weird. We're still fine tuning it.
Yeah, and I mean, I know there's other ones that I know have pre-recorded and have their own little intros ready to roll, but yeah. We'll get it figured out.
Yep. It's a learning, it's a high learning curve.
Yes. We got plenty of room to work with. We're not making anything big just yet.
Nope. We're at, what, 3 episodes in?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. Fuck. How did we do the last one?
I can't. That I don't remember.
Neither do I.
I think we just kind of cut it off, but how do you want to end this one? Big thank you to all of our fans. What few we have so far?
Yeah. We've got 23 plays all time.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're making headway. Some sort of splash.
Yeah. We don't have any reviews on iTunes yet, but I don't know. I've told people to leave reviews that I've sent the links to listen to, but they never have. So I don't know if they don't listen to it on iTunes or what. But
well, we can always put that in the outro. You know, leave your comment. You have any comments, reviews, any speculations you want to send to us? Just leave a comment,
or you can email us.
Yes,
at Sword Suits and Sabers, or actually swordsuitssabers@gmail.com. Leave us your comments and predictions, trailer reviews.
If there's anything you think we should be covering on the show, feel free to, you know, tell us.
Let us know.
We're open to suggestions. We're, you know, we're doing this for you guys. That, as well as ourselves.
We might have a little couple special guests come on. A couple of our friends if they want to.
Yeah. In time.
Yes, in time.
I don't have any friends here in Florida to actually come and guest star on the show. So,
I mean, they can download the app and then link up with us.
Not true.
And then we can have a little chat and brainstorming with other people. But from what the Anchor site says, we've got 10 people listen to it on Anchor, 4 on iOS, 1 on iTunes desktop, and other has 8. So it.
I think I know who the iTunes desktop is.
But
that's
yeah.
My nerve herder.
But yeah, I guess this is Sword Suits and Sabers signing off.
May the force be with you all.
Have a good one, guys.
They are coming.
The White Wizard approaches.
Farewell, my brave father.